Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Peches, 11 lines from the bottom of that Pezayinim and Beis, and that Pezayinim and Aleph, the Gemara brought a Brisa, where we brought three different shitas as to when the Din of Zakin Mamre applies. And Rameh's shita was that the only time that the Din of Zakin Mamre would apply is only when a Zakin Mamre is chilik on the Sanhedrin Gedela in Yushlayim, only in regard to an Issa, where the Chiyav for doing that Issa is Dainai Kuris Vishigasei Chatos. And we saw that Rav Huna Rav Chinna asked Rava, and how would you be able to explain to me the brisa that we saw at the top of that Pezayim Aleph according to the Shita of Ramea? And Rava then challenged Rav Papa, and he said to Rav Papa, Puk Tigmerle, that I want you to go and try to explain this brisa according to Ramea, and in order to explain this to Rav Huna Rav Chinna. And we already saw how Rav Papa explained this brisa according to Ramea as to the first few cases of the brisa, and as the brisa stated, Mimcha Zayoyetz, which we explained had to do with Iba Hashana, and when the brisa stated Davo Zahalacha, which refers to Halacha L'Meishim Mesinai, and Rav Papa explained it had to do with the Halacha L'Meishim Mesinai regarding the Achar HaTzayim Shabbe Nidali Nida, and then when the Brisa stated Mishpat Zadin, this refers to the Gzeir Shava regarding Bitu Manu Sasai, and Rav Papa also explained that when the Brisa stated Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva, and we saw various Machleksim which would be relevant to these cases with Doine Kares and Shigasa would be a Chatas, and we ended off where Rav Papa explained the next part of the Brisa where the Brisa states Bein Din Ladin, Bein Din Nefashos, Din Mamnes, and Din Makos, and we brought various machleksim in order to show that there's a possibility that there will be Zdeine Kuris v'shigasa chatas. In those cases, there will be a potential for Zakin Mamri to be Chayim Misa. And our Gemara now continues and discusses the next part of the Brisa, that the Brisa stated when the Pasuk states Bein Negel Nega, this teaches us that the Chayim Misa for Zakin Mamri applies to Bein Nige Adam, Nige Batim, and Nige Begadim, not only by Nige Adam, but by Nige Batim as well as Nigei Begotim, and Rav Papa explains that how could this work out if you're a mayor, as what sheiches do these dinim have to Zdeine Kuris and Shigasei Chatos, and Rav Papa explains Nigei Odom Beplukti Rabbi Shuv Rabbanon, that the machlekes between the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin was regarding the machlekes between Rabbi Shuv and Rabbanon, the Tanan, and as we learned in Mesechtas Negoyim, in Baharis Kadol Masar Lovin Tomei, in Sal Lovin Kadol Baharis Tar, Sofik Tomei, Rabbi Shuv Omer Keya, and Mai Keya Omer Ravo Keya Tar. And the Mishnah teaches us, Benegei Nigei Adam, that if the Tiras appears before the white hair appears, then the person will be Tamei. However, if the white hair appeared before the Beheres, then the person will be Tar. And the Rabbanon hold that if there's a Suffolk, if the Beheres was Kredim to Sar Lovin, or the Sar Lovin was Kredim to Beheres, so then the person will be Tamei. However, Rabbi Shua argues unto Rabbanon, and Rabbi Shua holds that the person will be Kea. And Rav explains that the definition of the word Kea is that the person will be Tar. And Ayin Rashi, Kea, Ki'ilu Keha Nega, as if the Nega got lighter, the Havim is Simone Taira, that this is one of the Simonim that a Nega becomes Tar if it becomes lighter after the Yimeheska. And of course, is a major Nafkamina if we consider this person to be a Metzera or if we consider him Tar, as Lefid Rabbanon, since we consider this person a Metzera, so if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash B'mezid, he'll be Chayiv Kares, and if he does so B'shoigeg, then he'll be Chayiv to bring a carbon. And Ayin Tesis, who points out that Lechir the Chayiv carbon for someone that goes into Beis HaMikdash while his tummy is a carbon iluviarid, and l'chur this would not work out the feed a sheet of Rameir, and Ayin entices how he explains our Gemara. However, since Rabbi Shua says that this person will not be considered a material, therefore, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash b'zodon, he will not be chayiv kares, and if he does so b'shegig, he will not be chayiv to bring a carbon. And Rav Papa explains that l'fi Rameir, this would be a scenario where if the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin Gedela are chilek in the same achlekes as the Rabban and Rabbi Shua, that it would be an afkamina if this person will be chayiv as Dine Kuris v'shigasei carbon. And Rav Papa now continues to explain how the Brisa would fit in according to Rameya when it states that Nigei Batim would be another scenario where if there's machlekes between the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin, that the Zakin Mamre would be chayiv misa, as beplukted Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon. That's talking about a case where the Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin were chilek in the same machlekes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon that we previously saw in Daf Ayin Aleph and the Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Negayim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Imel Lo'ilim Ina Bayis Tamei Ach Yira Kishnei Grisin Ashtei Avonim B'Shtei Kisalim B'Keren Zavis Arkoi Kishnei Grisin V'Rach Be'Kugris. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon held that even though B'Negei and Negei Adam, that a person becomes a Mitzera as long as he has a Nega that is the size of a Gris, but even so, when dealing with the Nega of a house, the only way that the Nega would cause the house to become Tamei is only if you actually saw a spot which is the size of two Grisin, but it also spread along two stones which were on two separate walls. Therefore, the nega would have to be situated right at the corner between two walls. And this way, part of the nega was on wall number one, and part of the nega was on wall number two. And the total length of the nega is 2 grisim, and the width is 1 gris, which would equal 2 square grisim. And we previously saw my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon as ksiv, as it says in Pashas Tazria, v'ros ha-nega v'hinei ha-nega b'kiris ha-bayis shekaru g'ros yirak reikais oyadam d'ymeis u'mayrei en shofchom en ha-kir and ksiv kir v'ksiv kirois, as the pasuk uses the lashon yachid of kir, and it also uses the lashon of kirois, which is a lashon rabim, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon teaches us ezu kir shuk kirois have'oymez zekaren zaveis, that what is a wall that is considered like two walls, that's referring to a scenario with this one large nega that is spread across two adjoining perpendicular walls. Ayin Rashi diva maschal at shiira kishnei grisin shiira nega kagris al gris v'ksiv es havonim b'shebehen nega shiira nega al shtei havonim and al kol echav echad shiira nega al beis ksalim uv'keren zavis kagoyim miktsoya dreimis mizrachis orka kishnei grisin v'rach b'kugris shihei b'kir dreimi gris v'chein b'kir mizrachi v'hanega kulu mechubu ke'echad, and the entire nega is attached together as one. Ayin the last Rashi on the Omid zek keren zavis rabbon loy bo Karen Zavis, however, the Rabbanan are arguing Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and they don't require that Nigei Batim have to be by Karen Zavis, and therefore there could be a machlekes between the Sanhedrin and the Zaki Mamre in the following case, as Hechad Leisi by Karen Zavis, that if the Nega is not by the corner, V'nichtas Ba'adam, and a person walks into this house, V'achki Nichtas L'Migdash, and then he goes into the base of Migdash. So since Lefid Rabbanan, this house had a Nega, so the person that walked into this house became Tamei, and if he goes into the base of Migdash, then it'll be Chayav Karis. Since the fear of Elazar ben Shimon, this Nega was not Bekarin Zavis, so therefore this Nega was not defined as Tsaras, and therefore any person that walks into this home did not become Tamei, and if he goes into the Beis Mikdash, he would not be Chayav Karis. And of course, we can now make the Cheshbon that if the Sanhedrin Gedol and Yerushalayim would pass him like Rabbanon, and the Zaki Mamre would pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, then certainly this case of Nigei Batim would work out Lefi Armeya, as in this case, there would be a Chiyav of Zdayne Karis. And if someone walks into the Beis HaMikdash b'shogeg, then there will be chayev a korban oil of yoyred. And Rav Papa continues to explain the brisa according to Rameya, nigger begodim b'plukted Rav Yenisim ben Avtumus v'Rabbanon, and some agurs b'plukted Rav Nosim ben Avtumus v'Rabbanon. And it could be a case where the Sanhedrin Gedol and the Zaki Mamre are being chaylik regarding something which would be zedayne kares, and shigasa would be chayev a korban, and that would be if they're chaylik in the same achlikas of Rav Nosim ben Avtumus and Rabbanon. And keep in mind that there is no question that the Torah teaches us specifically that if a person has tzaras and the tzaras covers his entire body, then the pasuk in Pashas Tazria in Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Yud Beis states, "Then pereach tifrach tzaras ba'or v'chisa tzaras is kol ara nega mureishu bat raglov l'chol mari ine akoyin v'ra akoyin v'ini chisa tzaras is kol besari v'tiar es hanaga kulo hafach lovan taru." And there's a gzeiros akosiv that this person is tar. And as we will see, there's a machlekes between Rav Nosson ben Avtumus and the Rabbanon if we would say the same idea in the scenario where nega spreads on an entire begad, and as the Gemara brings the Tanya Rav Nosson ben Avtumus Oimer, we continue at that Peiches and Aleph Minayin Lepricha Begadim Shitayra. How do we know that if a nega spreads and it covers an entire begad, that the begad would be tar, just like a person would be tar? And Rav Nosson ben Avtumus learns this from a Zeir Shava, as Nema Karachas Begabachas BaAdam VeNema Karachas Begabachas BeBegadim and Malalon Parch BeKulei Tar, and just like Benegayin Nega Adam, that we know this exeris hakasav that teaches us that if the nega spreads on his entire body, then it'll be tar aftam parach b'kulei tar. Therefore, the same din applies, but again, nega begadim. And if the nega covers the entire beged, then the beged would be tar. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid points out, upligi rabbanu leah, and the rabbanu achilik on the shita of Nosson ben Avtumus. And therefore, Rashi explains v'hechad parach b'beged kulei v'chnisa l'migdash oya nageya by nichtas l'migdash rabbanu chayil rabbeichlem pata, that in a case where nega spread on entire beged, so Lefid Rabbanon, that beged is Tamei, and according to Rav Nosson, that beged is Tar, and therefore, if a person brings that beged into the Beis HaMikdash, or if a person himself touched that beged and then went into the Beis HaMikdash, then according to Rabbanon, he'd be Chayiv Kares, and according to Rav Nosson ben Avtumus, he would not be Chayiv Kares, and therefore, even Rav Meir would agree that if the Zokim Mamre and the Sanhedrin Gedoyla are Chulik in the same Machlekes, and the Sanhedrin Gedoyla hold that the Chachamim, while the Zokim Mamre goes with the Shita of Rav Nosson ben Avtumus, then certainly we find a case where the Zokim Mamre is being chulik on the Sanhedrin regarding a dover that's doinei kares, and v'shigasai is chayev a korban, and therefore even Rav Meir would agree that in this case, the Zakir Mamri will be Chayim Misa. And Rav Papa continues to explain the next part of Braisa that stated that when the Pasuk states Divrei Riv, and as Rashi explains, the Pasuk could have stated Dvar Riv, and therefore from the word Divrei, we learn out Elu HaKharam V'Erchem V'Hakdashes, and as Rashi explains on that Pezayim and Aleph, that we learn the din of Charamim and Erchem and Hakdashes from the word Divrei, as all these things are Boyin V'Cholim Ayidei Dibar Peh. And Rav Papa now continues to explain that what connection do these things have to his doinei kares v'shigase chatos, and Rav Papa explains ha'erchim b'plukta ramei rabbanon, that this would be a case where the Sanhedrin Gedolo and the Zakim Amrei are being chilek in the same achlekes that we previously had between ramei rabbanon and mesechtes erchin. And as we know that when someone states erchi elai, then they would be chayiv to pay to the Beis HaMikdash the amount of money that this person's value is based on the erech that the Torah prescribes for each individual, and that value is dependent on the person's age as well as the person's gender, and the Torah doesn't specify what the payment would be if a person says erki alai regarding a child that's under 30 days old. In that case, is a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbanon, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, Hamar Pachas Min Ben Chodesh, that if someone says erki alai regarding a child that is less than 1 month old, so since Ramei holds that in adam moisi dvar levatala, so Ramei oimei noisin dabav, therefore Ramei says that since there is no din of Erchin, so when a person says Erki Elai regarding a very young child, then he must have meant Dmei Elai, and therefore he would evaluate this child as if he would be an Eved that's Nimka B'Shuk. While the Chacham Imim Loya Maklum, the Chacham say that the Torah doesn't prescribe any value to a child that's less than 30 days B'negei Erchin, and therefore his words actually do not mean anything, and he would not be Chayiv to give any money to the Beis HaMikdash. And how does this have any Sheikhis to Zedayne Kars V'Shigasei Karbin? And Rashi explains the imbo gizba yimashkenoi, and if the gizba comes and actually takes this money, l'rameya have a hegdish. According to Rameya, certainly this money is hegdish. Therefore, ve'ein ishur miskadeshes by elim ken yudeya by k'tan of a hegdish b'meizik kidesh b'shayyud le'kidesh. However, l'rabbanon lo have a hegdish, but according to Rabbanon, it will never be considered hegdish, as this money doesn't belong to the gizba at all, and will be considered mamon gazel. Nareu shabaylim l'kadesh by isha, and really this money still belongs to the original owner, and the only one that could be Mekadosh's woman is the original owner of this money, and Va'acha Shekidosh Boy Einu Mekudeshes. And certainly we would now have to work out that if this machlek is between the Sanhedrin Gedolah and the Zakim Mamri, then it's possible that this woman is really an Ishes Ish, and therefore if the Zakim Mamri paskins that she's not Mekudeshes, then if someone would be Mizana with her, then if they do so B'meze without Asra, then it would be Chayiv Kares, and if they did so B'shergeg, then it would be Chayiv Echatos. And Rashi continues, Inami Rameya Havi Hegdish, according to Rameya, this money is considered hegdish, and if someone has anah from this money of hegdish, then it'll be oiva me'ila, and therefore we'll have to bring asham ilais, and that asham will be a valid asham. But according to Rabbanon, this asham ilais is really not hegdish at all, and really it belongs to the bailim. And if someone's nana from that carbon, he will not be moral. And similarly, and if this person would actually bring Hashem Eloi's into the Beis HaMikdash and actually shecht it, then Chulun Azaruhu, then will be Oiva and bring Chulun in the Azara, Ve'en Chayom V'lo Mishum Tuma, and you'll not be Chayiv because of Tuma, as the Lamaisa is not considered Hegdish. Once again, you have to work out exactly how this would work out according to Rameya, the Lamaisa there's a possibility that if the Sanhedrin and the Zakim Mamri will be Chilik regarding the same Achlekes of Rameya and the Chachamim, then it would come out that there would be a possibility that the Zakim Mamri is causing someone to do an Issa, whereby doing that Issa B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Kares, and if he did that Issa B'shegeg, he'd be Chayiv Karbon Chatos, or Karbon Oil of Yared. And the Gemara now continues, HaCharom M'pluk to Rabbi Yehuda M'b'seir Rabbanon, that even when the Braisa states that a Zakim Mamri could be Chayiv Misa, when he's Chaylik in the Sanhedrin regarding Charamim, that could be talking about a case with a Chaylik in the same Machlekes as Rabbi Yehuda M'b'seir Rabbanon, the Tanan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, Rabbi Yehuda M'b'seir Imeh, Stam Charom L'Bedek Habayis, Shenema Kol Chirim Kodesh Kadoshim Hul Hashem. And if Reuven stated Hareza Chirim, then this item would be considered part of Bedek HaBayis, and if he would now have Hanah from this item, then he'd be Chayim Me'ilah, and Reuven would be Chayim to bring an Hashem Me'ilahis. However, V'chacham Imrim Stam Charam L'Koyin, Shenema, as the Pasuk states, V'hoya Asada B'tseisa B'yayvel Kodosh L'Hashem K'stei Achirim L'Koyin Tiyah Chuzasai. And Lefid HaChamim, if Reuven stated Hareza Chirim, then that item would not be considered Hegdish, and if Reuven would have Hanah from this item, he would not be Chayim for Me'ilah, and he would not be Chayim. And the Gemara is, kolchirim kodesh kadoshim hu Hashem, that according to the Chachamim, what do they do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir brought that states kolchirim kodesh kadoshim hu Hashem? And the Chachamim explains shechal al kotchi kotchim val kotchim kalim, that the chiddush of the Torah is that if someone actually has an animal that they were already makdish as kodesh kadoshim or as kotchim kalim, and then he states harizachirim, that this animal should be chirim, then although certainly he has to bring this animal to the Beis HaMikdash as kotchi kotchim or as kotchim kalim, however lemaisa he would also be chayiv to give to the kohen the value of this animal, as lemaisa the concept of chirim applies even when Reuven stated harizachirim, and he was referring to an animal that was already kotchi kotchim or kotchim kalim, and in this case there could be an afkamina that b'mezi you'd be chayiv karis and b'shoegi you'd be chayiv a carbon, as if Reuven stated harizachirim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir it is considered kotchim, and if he'd be moil he'd be chayiv an asham ilois, and if he brings that asham ilois then it's a proper carbon, and if Reuven would then eat from this carbon then b'mezi he'd be chayiv karis and b'shoegi he'd be chayiv a carbon. However l'fidei chachamim, since if he said harizachirim it goes to the kohen is not hegdish, even if Reuven would be nena he would not be chayiv from ilah, and he would not be chayiv an asham ilois, and if he separates a carbon from asham ilois then that carbon would not have kedusha, and even if Reuven would be tamei and he would eat from that animal, then Reuven would not be chayiv karis, and therefore once again we find that this brisa could work out even according to Rameya that holds that the only way that Zaken Mamre is chayiv misa is only when he's chilek on the Sanhedrin negeya davosh has deyne karis. And the Gemara continues that Rav Papa explains hekdeshes, that how would it be possible to fear Rameya that a Zaken Mamre will be chayiv for arguing on the Sanhedrin, and he explains bepluto to Rav Blaz ben Yaakov Rabbanon, if they're being chilek in the same achlikas as Rav Blaz ben Yaakov and Rabbanon, as we saw on Daf Yudalam Abayz, the Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, Rav Blaz ben Yaakov Imer, afilu tzinur shel hekdesh tzricha asar b'nei adam uftaisa, that the requirement to have 10 people in order to appraise hekdesh doesn't only apply to kaka and to avodim as the rabbanon hold, but it also applies even to metaltlin and even to a small fork of hekdesh. And as Rashi explains, tzinur mazli katan shetavim b'izav, and there's a requirement to have 10 people to appraise that item, as Rashi states, k'nim farsh perakamo yud kohanim k'suvim pasha, and niftes b'pachas ma'asar b'nei adam, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if you'll be poided that fork of hegdish or any metaltlin of hegdish with less than 10 people, I die in hegdishi, it still would be considered hegdish, u'mailimba, and someone could be mail, or a bonnet a mailimba, and the fear of Elazar ben Yaakov, if someone is actually mail, then they would be chayiv to bring a korban asham ilois, and if they would eat from the korban asham ilois betumas haguf, then they would be chayiv karis. However, the fear of Rabbanan, there is no chiyah to bring an asham ilois, and if they would eat from that behema betumas haguf, they would not be chayiv. Therefore, once again, we find a scenario where there's a possibility that the Zaken Mamre and Sanhedrin would be chaylik on Dovish's Dainei Kares, and Shigasai would be chayiv achatos. And the Gemara continues, the Rav Papa brings down the next part of the Braisa, and will explain how this would work out, even according to the Shita Rameya, that holds that the only way that Zaken Mamre is chayiv misa is only if he's chaylik on Sanhedrin, where it's the Dovish's Dainei Kares, with Shigasai achatos. And the Braisa continued that when the Pasuk stated, Riva is Zashka Saita, Varifa Se'egla, Vatiris Mitzurya, and Rav Papa explains Hashkaz Seita b'plukta to Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua, that the brisa works out in the case of Hashkaz Seita where the Sanhedrin and the Zaken Mamre are chiluk in the same achlikas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua. The Tnan, as the first Mishnah Masechta Seita states, Amikani l'ishtoi Rabbi Elazar ime mekani al pishnayim umashka al piyed echod oy al piatzmai, and Rabbi Yeshua ime mekani al pishnayim umashka al pishnayim. Although Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua both agree that in order for a Seita to be warned, that the husband has to warn her in front of two edim. However, once she's warned, and then she's miyached with that man, so Rabbi Elazar holds that as long as it's one aid, or even if the Baal himself actually saw that she was seiser herself, and he goes to Bezdin with her, then he'd be believed. And Rabbi Shua says that even the Hashkar Seita has to be al pishnayim, and you have to have two witnesses that saw that she was miyached with that man. As Rashi points out, and we know that once a woman is seiser with another man, after she already had kinui, then she will lose her ksuba. And in a case where there was only one aid, or the husband himself was the only one that saw that she was seisa herself, so then there will be a machlekes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar if she would still be entitled to her ksuba. And the fear of Rabbi Shua, she is still entitled to her ksuba, as there weren't two edim that actually saw that she was seisa with this man, and therefore if she goes and sells her ksuba to another man, and then that man goes and is taifas the money from her husband, and he is mekadesh a woman with that money, then that money belongs to him, and therefore this woman would be mekudeshes. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, lemaisa Rachel doesn't have a right to her ksuba, and therefore if she would sell the rights to her ksuba to another man, and for example she sold the rights to Shimon, and Shimon goes and grabs the money from Rachel's husband Reuven, then Shimon really has no right to this money. And if Shimon then uses this money to mekadesh a woman, then that woman would not be an Eishes Ish. And therefore, once again, we see that there's a possibility for a Zaken Mamre in a Sanhedrin to be chaylik on a din that's relevant to Hashkar Saita, and there would be an Afkamina that b'mezi they would be chayiv Karis, and b'shoigig they would be chayiv Karbon Chatos. And the Gemara continues, Arifas Egla b'plukted Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Papa explains that when the Brisa stated that a Zaken Mamre could be chayiv Misa, what he's arguing with the Sanhedrin relevant to Arifas Egla, so this could work out even according to Ameya in a case where the Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin were chaylik in the same achlikas that we had in Masechta Saita between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, b'negeya din of Egla Rufa, as it's not, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Saita, b'negeya and Egla Rufa, me'ayin hayumaydin, from which point of the mace would they measure in order to determine to which city the mace was closest to, and Rabbi Elazar ime mituburai, and Rabbi Elazar holds that you measure from his navel, and Rabbi Akiva ime mechaitmai, Rabbi Akiva says from the nose of the mace, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ime, mimakim shenase chowol, mitzavari, that you measure him from the place where a person becomes a chowol, and that's generally from his neck, and someone can't be mekadesh and isha with an egla rufa. And if the Sanhedrin and the Zaken Mamre are chaylik in the same achlikis, and if a person dies between two cities, and let's call it city A and city B, and if we would measure from Tiburai, then the mess would be closer to city A, and if we measure from Chaytmai, then the mess would be closer to city B, and if both of these cities now bring an egla rufa, and then someone is mekadesh and isha with this egla rufa, so if the Sanhedrin passing like Rabbi Elazar that the proper city to bring the egla rufa was city A, then the woman that received the Egla Rufa as her Kedushin would not be Mekudeshes. However, if Reuven was Mekadesh and Isha using the Egla Rufa from City B, then that woman would be Mekudeshes. And if the Zaken Mamre would paskin that she's not Mekudeshes, then if someone was Mezana with her, B'mezid, then it would be Chayiv Karis, and B'shege, then it would be Chayiv Karbin. And similarly, the same would be if it would be exactly the opposite with the Sanhedrin Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and they stated that City B was the proper city to bring an Egla Rufa, then if someone was Mekadesh using that Egla Rufa, then it would not be a valid Kedushin. And if the Zaken Mamre passing like Rabbi Elazar and he measured Mitiburai, and therefore City A brought an Egla Rufa, so really that Egla Rufa is not an actual Egla Rufa, and if someone is Mekadesh with that Egla Rufa, really the Kedushin is valid, but the Zaken Mamre actually tells the person that they're not married. And once again, if someone would be Mezana with this woman, then B'mezid they'd be Chayiv Karis, and B'shege they'd be Chayiv Karbin. And the Gemara continues, Tyrus Mitzirah B'plukta Rab Shimon Rabbanon. Rab Papa explains that in the case of Tyrus Mitzirah, there's a possibility for Zaken Mamre to be Chayi Misa, even according to Rameyah, if they're Chaylik in the same Achlikas as Rav Shimon Rabbanon. The Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Negayim, that we know one of the procedures in order to make Mitzrayah Torah was you had to take from the Dama Osham and from the Shemen and place it on Uznah HaYimonis, as well as Bayin Yodeh HaYimonis and Bayin Ragli HaYimonis. And the Mishnah states, Ein Le Bayin Yad, Bayin Regal, Uznah HaYimonis, Ein Le Tairei Lamis. And the Tanakam hold that if a Mitzrayah doesn't have Bayin Yad, Bayin Regal, Uznah HaYimonis, then the Mitzrayah can never become Tar, and as Rashi states, to be eaten Kor Kedichsiv, Kedamorim B'nigmar Din. However, Rabbi Elazar Imeh, Noisin Loy Alma Koyme V'yotze, that he could just place the blood and the Shemen on the spot where his thumb or his big toe or his right ear was, and that would suffice. And Rabbi Shimon Imeh, Noisin Al Shosma V'yotze, that he could just place the blood and the oil on his left hand and on his left foot and on his left ear, and that would suffice. And once again, in this case, if they would actually bring the Korbanos, and then they would take the Dama and Shemen, and they would go through this process. So according to Rabbanon, this Mitzrayah is still Tamei, and if he would go into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tamei, or if he would eat Kachim, then he'd be Chayiv Karis. However, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, then he would be considered Tar, and therefore he would not be Chayiv Karis. And once again, we could explain that this price is going like Rameya, as we find a scenario where the Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin could be Chaylik on Dovish HaZdeine Karis, Vishagasi Chatas, or Elo V'yared. And keep in mind that although in the previous Gemara, B'negei Rufus Egla, we stated Bepukta Rab Elazar Rab Akiva, really the Gemara could have stated Bepukta Rab Elazar Rab Akiva Rab Elazar ben Yaakov, and our Gemara as well, even though the Gemara stated Bepukta Rab Shimon Rabbanon, really the Gemara should have stated Bepukta Rab Elazar Rab Shimon Rabbanon. But Lemaisa, the Gemara's main point is that it's possible to find a scenario where the Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin are being chaylik in Dovish's Dainik Kuris Vishagasi Chatos. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated Bishurecha Zelecha Chichopeya Nechia Misa for Zaken Mamre could even apply by a case where he's being chaylik on the Sanhedrin that's relevant to Lekha Chichopeya. And once again, Rav Papa explains that this could work out even according to Rameya, that they're being chaylik on a Dovish's Dainei Karis Vishigasei Chatos. And as Rav Papa now explains, Leket is based on the Mishnah Mesechus Peya, the Tnan, Shnei Shibirin Leket, Shloisha Inin Leket, that if two stalks fall from the farmer, they during the time that he's collecting the stalks, then that's considered leket. But if he drops 3 stalks, then it's not considered leket. And as we will see, Beis Shammai will be chiluk on this din. And similarly, b'negei shicha, he's still hold shnei amarim shicha, shloisha inin shicha, that if the farmer forgets 2 bundles of grain in the field, then that would be considered shicha. But if he forgets 3 bundles in the field, then that would not be considered shicha, and he could once again take those bundles. Bal kulam Beis Shammai imim, and regarding both of these dinim, Beis Shammai holds shalish la'ani abolu bal bayis, that both b'negei lechet and b'negei shicha, that even if the farmer drops 3 stalks or he forgets 3 bundles in the field, then that would be considered lechet and shicha. And the only time that's not considered lechet shicha is once he drops either 4 stalks or he leaves 4 bundles in the field. And ayin Rashi v'mnechak zokin mabri v'omar af shleisha shicha like Beis Shammai u'bo oni v'notlon u'bo bal bayis v'notlon imenu. And then the oni came and took these bundles, and the bal bayis came and took them back from the oni. So l'zokin mabri havigezel v'im kach by isha, then the bal bayis has no right to these bundles, and therefore it's considered gezel, and he can't be mekadesh a woman using these bundles. And if he did so, she's not considered an eishes ish. However, the rabbanon mekudeshes, according to the rabbanon in Sanhedrin, she is mekudeshes. And once again, we see a scenario where the zaken mamri and Sanhedrin are being chilek bedavishes dine kares v'shigasei chatos. And finally, Rav Papa continues and discusses the last case of the brisa of peah beplukta Rabbi Shmuel rabbanon, and the zaken mamri and Sanhedrin were chilek in the same achlekes as Rabbi Shmuel rabbanon. The Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, and some agrees to Tanya, as we actually don't find this Mishnah in Masechtas Peah, as the Tanakama hold mitzvahs peah lahafish min akoma lahifish min akoma yafish min aimrim lahifish min aimrim yafish min akri ad shalei merchay merchay ma'aser v'nesenlay. That the Tanakama holds that since the pasuk states leisichala, so lechatchila you have to leave the peah in the field and you shouldn't even cut it. And as Rashi states, tichsib leisichala el hanach lefneim v'heimikzuru. However, if you do not leave peah, then you should still be mafresh from the bundles, and if you didn't take off peah at that point, then you should still take off peah from the piles prior to smoothing out the piles of grain. But once you smooth out the grain, then you chayiv in maisa as it's nigmar malachtai, and therefore you should take off maisa first, and then you should give peah. And as Rashi states, she'ilu hafri shaloyo yanim tzuchan la'asra the lechah shechol peah p'turim in maisa. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that you could even take off peah from dough. And as Rashi states, mafresh min ha'isa im tachna v'losha u'tanakamra tachna pata the kanya b'shinoi. However, the Tanakam holds that once you already ground up the grain, then since there was a shinoi as it's now flour, so you'd be potter from peah. Vim ba'oni v'notel k'day peah mishitachna Rabbi Shmuel lo yavigezel or Rabbanan havigezel. Once again, if the oni would go and be mekadesh a woman using this money, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, so it would be a valid kedushin, and according to Rabbanan, it would be considered gezel, and therefore it would not be a valid kedushin. And once again, we find an afkamina where there could be a machlekes between the zakim mamri and the Sanhedrin. And we now see how Rav Papa rose to the challenge of Rava, and he was able to explain this entire brisa like Rav Meir. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that pei vavim beis gimel bati dinim v'chulu. And the Gemara will now discuss other dinim that are relevant to the dinim of Zakim Mamrei. And the Gemara begins with the machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rav Elazar, as Amar Rav Kahana hu oimim piashmua v'hein oimim piashmua einu nereg. If the Zakim Mamrei says that the makar for his shita is based on a Kabbalah that he has from his Rabbeim, and the Sanhedrin says that they also had a Kabbalah from their Rabbeim, then the Zakim Mamri would not be Chayim Misa. And similarly, hu oime kachu be'inai v'hin oimim kachu be'inenu ein enereg, that if the Zakim Mamri claimed that his Shita is based on his own Svara, and the Sanhedrin also state that their Psak is based on their own Svara, then the Zakim Mamri would not be Chayim Misa. The Kolshkein hu oimim piashmua v'hin oimim kachu be'inenu ein enereg, and certainly in a case where the Zakim Mamri claimed that his Psak is based on a Kabbalah hit from his Rebbeim, and the Sanhedrin say that their Psak is based on their own Svara, then certainly the Zakim Mamri will not be Chayim Misa ad Shiyoyim Kachu Be'inai V'hin Oimim Piyashmua. And the only way that the Zakim Mamri will be Chayim Misa is only in a scenario where the Zakim Mamri says that my Psak is based on my own Svara, and the Sanhedrin state that their Psak is based on a Kabbalah they have from their Rebbeim. Rav Kahana continues that my right to this is Shirilei Hargus a Kavim Mahalal, and as Rashi brings down that a Kavim Mahalal was chiluk on the chachamim regarding 4 different things in the lishus hagazis, and as the Mishnah Masechtas Idis tells us, she'imel b'nai b'shas misasai chazor b'cha b'dal advarim she'isi oimer, that right before Akav b'mahalal died, he told his son that I want to be chayza of 4 things which are was chiluk on the chachamon amaloy abav atum p'im chazatubem, and why weren't you chayza up until this point amaloy anishamati p'im rubim Behem Shamun Piyam Rubim, as both of our psukim was based on a Kabbalah, and therefore I didn't have to be Chayza, and I wasn't considered a Zokim Marmei. Heim Omdu Bishmosan, Vani Amati Bishmosi, Aval Ata Shemati Mipiya Yochid, but you only heard from me, and therefore you have to be Chayza. However, Rabbi Elazar Imer and Rabbi Elazar states, Afilu Huayim Piyah Shmua, Vahein Oimim Kachu Beinenu Nerag, that even in the case where the Zokim Marmei claims that I actually have a Kabbalah from my Rabbeim, and they state that we actually paskin based on our own Sorah, that even so the Zokim Marmei will be put to death, Kadesh Le Yirbu Machlekes B'Yisrael, and there's a Sorah behind this in order that shouldn't be a Ribu Machlekes in Klai Yisrael, and therefore the Torah taught us that as long as the Zokim Marmei is Chaylik on the Sanhedrin, then it doesn't make a difference why they're being Chaylik, and in all cases the Zokim Marmei will be Chayim Misa. And Rabbi Elazar continues, Vim Taimam Pim Malay Hogwas Akav Ben Mahalel, that if this is true, so then why was Akav Ben Mahalel not Chayim Misa? And he explains, Vipri Shloi Her Aloch Lamaisa, as even though he passed in this way, but he didn't pass like this halach l'maisa. So therefore, based on what we learned in our Mishnah, Akavim and Mahalal would not be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara will now continue and ask multiple questions on Rav Kahana, and ultimately we will bring a pircha to the words of Rav Kahana, as tonight we learned in our Mishnah that Pei Vavim Abeis, that when the Zokim Mamre comes together with the Bezdin from his city, so he states, Kach Rashi v'kach Doshu Chavirai, Kach Limati v'kach Limdu Chavirai, and the Gemara asks, My loved, who oimim piyashmua v'him oimim kachu beinenu, that since our Mishnah brings down this case stoma, so it's mashma that even if the Zokim Mamre states that I paskin based on a Kabbalah they had from Arabeim, and they paskin based on their own Svara, that even so he would still be considered a Zokim Mamre, and l'chari we see against the words of Rav Kahana, and it's a riot to Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara explains, loy, who oimim kachu beinai v'him oimim piyashmua, that we could explain our Mishnah exactly like Rav Kahana, and the only time that the din of Zokim Mamre would apply is only if the Zokim Mamre states that I stated my psak based on my own Svara, and my Chavirim stated a psak based on Kabbalah from the Rabbeim. And the Gemara continues and will bring another Raya against Rav Kahana, and ultimately the Gemara will state Tiyufta as Tashma, as we learned in the Braisa, the Amra Beisha, Shleisha Dvaram, Sachli Zeira Me'anshi Yishlaim. There were three things that Zeira, who came from Yishlaim, told me, and some learned that Zeira said over in the name of Anshi Yishlaim, but not necessarily Zeira came from Yishlaim. And the first of the three things is Baal Shemochal Kinuy of Machal, that if a husband gave a kinuy to his wife, and he did so properly in front of two edim, and then he was meichel the kinuy, then even if his wife goes and is miyached with this man, then she would not be asa to him, and she would not lose her ksuba. And we explain this point based on the bottom Rashi of kinuy of machal, the imnistra in an esaros love, and it's mashma that this had to be done before she actually had stira. However, ayin and bottom tesis kinuy of machal, hayin dafka kain shenimcha v'magila, avla achem ikan in yochalimchal, but certainly it's muchach from tesis that a man could be mevatel the kinuy even after stira, and lemaisa this is a machlekes in the Gemara Masechet Saita on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph Ayin Shom, and we continue on Daf Peches on Abayz. And the second point that he made was Ben Sarah Meir Shiratzu Av V'Imay Limcha Loi Meichel Loi, that if the parents of Ben Sarah Meir want to be Meichel their son, then they could be Meichel him. And as Rashi states, Afla Acha Shehisu Bay V'Kilkal V'Lko V'Chaz V'Kilkal, and at this point he would really be Chayim Misa, and Imratzu Limcha V'Loi V'Yu L'Bezdim Meichel Loi Shakasu Talo Behem V'Saf Subay, as the pasuk states that they should take him to Bezdin. And finally, the third point Rabbi Yeshia makes, which is actually going to be relevant to our Gemara, is Zokim Mamre Shiratzu Bezdin Limchaloi Meichloi, that if a Bezdin wants to be Meichlo Zokim Mamre, then they could do so. Uchshabasi Eitzel Chaveirei Shabadarim, and Rabbi Yeshia tells us that when he came and he said this memra to his friends that were in the south, so while Shnayim Haiduli, regarding the Stira of a Saita, and regarding a Ben Sarah Meira, they were Meida to me, but al Zokim Mamre Lai Haiduli, they weren't Meida that a Sanhedrin can be Meichel a Zokim Mamre, and the reason is Kadesh Lo Yirbu Machlekes B'Yisrael, and therefore we see that the whole point of Zokim Mamre is Shelo Yirbu Machlekes B'Yisrael, which is exactly as Rabbi Elazar taught us, and against Rav Kahana, and therefore the Gemara ends off Tiyufta, and as Rashi states, Min Tali Taim B'Shelo Yirbu Machlekes Shema Mino Afilu Oimim Piyashmua V'Hein Oimim Kachu Be'Ineinu, that even so the Zokim Mamre will Chayim Misa. And the Gemara continues, Tani will learn to the Braisa Amar Beisi Mitchila Lo Yirbu Mar Machlekes B'Yisrael, whereas some agrees Mitchila Lo Yirbu Machlekes B'Yisrael, that originally there weren't any machlekes in Klal Yisrael, and the reason was El Bezin Shel Shem Ve'Echad Yoshim B'Lishchak Hagazis, as the Sanhedrin Gedolah would sit in B'Lishchak Hagazis, Ushnei Bata Dinim Shel Esav Shloisha Echad Yoshim Pesach Arbayis Ve'Echad Yoshim Pesach Azara, and then there were two separate Bata Dinim of 23 Dayanim or Sanhedrin Tana that would sit right outside of the base of Mikdash, one by the Pesach Abayis and one by the Pesach Hazorah, as we stated previously. And the Shabbat Dinim Shel Esam Shleisha Yoshim Cholay Yeretz Yisrael, and then there were individual courts in every single city in Klal Yisrael that were also Sanhedrin Ketanah, and it would encompass 23 Dayanim. And the court system would work as follows: as Hutzur Chadav L'Shoel, as if someone had any question, Shoelim Bezdin Shebe Iran, then they would ask the question to the Bezdin of their city. Im Shamu, if they heard the Psak and they had a Kabbalah, Armulah, and then they told them what the Psak was, Vim Lav, and they didn't have a Kabbalah, Boyin Luzesh, Shesamach L'Iran, then they went to another Bezdin that was close to their city, and Im Shamu, Armulah, and they had a Kabbalah as to what the Psak would be, then they would tell them. But Vim Lav, if they didn't actually have a Kabbalah, then they wouldn't pass him based on their own Svarah, and Boyin Luzesh, Shal Pesach Arbayis, and then they would come to the Sanhedrin that was by Pesach Arbayis, Im Shamu, Armulah, Vim Lav, Boyin Luzesh, Shal Pesach Arbayis, and then they would go up one more level, and Va'ima, they would stay, Kach to Rashi, V'kach to Oshu Chaveirai, Kach to Mati, V'kach Limdu Chaveirai, and some say not to be gurus these few lines, as Lemaisa, that would be the Lashon that a Zakim Amri would state, but over here we're not talking about a Zakim Amri, and it would seem that we should not be gurus these words, but others say that we should actually be gurus these words over here, and we should also be gurus these words earlier. And once again, Im Shamu, Amru Lahem, Vim Lav, Elu Ve'elu, Bon Lishkas HaGazes, and finally, if they didn't have a Kabbalah, then they wouldn't pass him from their own svara, and they would all go to Lishkas HaGazes, and they would go to the Supreme Court, and they would go to the Sanhedrin Gedolah of 71 of the Zakenim, Shesham Yoshvim Mitam Shel Shachar Tam Shel Bein Abayim, and the Sanhedrin would be in the Lishkas HaGazes from the beginning of the day at the point when they brought the Tam Shel Shachar until the evening when they would bring the Tam Shel Bein Abayim, which Shabbos Yom Tovim Yoshvim Bechel, and on Shabbos Yontiv they would sing the Chel, and as Rashi explains, Bepeisha Amrav Umakum Tzal Lahem Belishka. As since there were a lot of people in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos Yom Tov, and this area of Lishkas HaGazes was very small, therefore they would move into a larger area. And then Rashi states, Inami Shlo Yunirayim Kiyeshim Bedin Shab Lishkas HaGazes Hayudonim V'zeh Ikar Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continued, Nishlo Shailom and Pneyem Im Shamu Omelhem Vimlan Oim Laminyan. At this point, if they would have a Kabbalah, then they would respond, and if they didn't, then they would actually go and use their own Sora, and Bezdin would then vote, Rabu HaMetamin Timu, Rabu HaMetamin. If Reva the Bezdin would paskin that it's Tomei, then they would say that it's Tomei, and if Reva the Bezdin paskin that it would be Tar, then they would paskin that it would be Tar, and the same would be Benegay Issevaheta, etc. However, once the Sanhedrin was Batal, Mishurabu Talmidei Sham Vehillel Shleishimshu Kol Tzarkon, and they weren't Mishamash to Rabbein properly, Rab Machlekes B'Yisrael, then the Machlekes increased in Klal Yisrael, V'Nasas Torah K'Shtei Torahs, and then we had multiple different Machlekesim between different Mandarim, and the Braisa tells us how they actually would appoint different members of the Sanhedrin, as Misham Kais Mishochem B'chol Mekaymes Kol Mishu Chacham Ushval Berech V'Das Abrias Nechim Menu Yehidayim Be'irai. Anyone that is a Chacham and is an Onav and he's liked by people, then he should become a Dayan in his city, and this way he could start the process of getting to the point that he'll be Roy to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. As after a Dayan would die in Yerushalayim, then everyone would move up a Madrega, Misham Malan Oysel Harabayas, and Misham La Azara, Misham, Lishkas HaGazes, from the Sanhedrin Ketana in every city, they would promote Dayanim to the Sanhedrin Ketana by the Harabayas, and then to the Sanhedrin Ketana in the Azara, and finally to the Sanhedrin Gedola in the Lishkas HaGazes. And the Gemara continues, Shalchu Mitam, they send from Eretz Yisrael, Ezel Ben Olam Haba, and who is a person that is considered Roy Olam Haba, and Vosan, someone that's an Onav, and is not Mizgor, based on his own Das and his own Seichel, Ushval Berech, and someone that's not Mizgor, based on his own Gvura, or his own beauty, Shayef Oil, Shayef Enofik, that he lowers himself and he bends down when he's walking inside an area and he's walking out of that area, and that's also a sign of Anivus, and Vigoris Baraisa Tadira, and he's constantly learning Torah, he doesn't take credit for his own deeds. And when they heard this member in Bavel, Yavbe Rabbanan Inayim, Rav Ulubat Abba, then Rabbanan stated that this all pertains to Rav Ulubat Abba, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Pevarabes, that after an entire process of the Zokim Amri going to the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So the Mishnah states, Chazal Irai Shana Velimeit Keder Shailimeit Potah, Memhoyer Lasses Chayiv, Shenem Vesha Shayasa Bezodain, and Enoi Chayiv at Shiyer Lasses. And our Gemara begins, Tanarabana, we learned in the Braisa that a Zokim Amri is Enoi Chayiv at Shiyasa Kairasai, or Shiyer Lachirim Viasa Kairasai, that the only way he'll be Chayiv is only if he himself goes and actually does like his Psak, or if he actually passes for others and they actually do what he stated and they actually do a Maisa based on his Psak. And the Gemara is Bishleim Yer Lachirim V'Yasakay Rasai Meikar La Baktalu V'Hashta Baktalu, that Bishleim came in a case with a Zokin Mamri paskin for others, so certainly prior to him going in front of Sanhedrin and being Chilkat in Sanhedrin, so those people would be Chayim Misa, and the Zokin Mamri wouldn't have been Chayim Misa. But at this point, after he doesn't listen to Sanhedrin, so once he paskins for others and they actually do a Misa based on his Psak, so then the Zokin Mamri will be Chayim Misa. However, Elish Yasser Kairosa, he may Karanami back Talu, or the Misa in the case with the Zokin Mamri himself went and did a Misa based on his own Psak. So even before he went to Sanhedrin Gedolah, if he went and actually did a Misa based on his own Psak, he would be Chayim Misa if he did a Misa which was Chayim Misa's Bezin. And as the Gemara continues to explain, as Hotena Chechedair Bechila Vidom, Bekur La Baktalu, Behashta Baktalu, so we can still understand the case of Zokin Mamre, where he actually did a Misa based on his own Psak, in a case where his Psak was relevant to eating Chayim Vidom, and that case, even if he would actually do so before going to Sanhedrin Gedolah, so he would not have been Chayim Misa's Bezdin, as Lemaisa, someone that eats Chayim Vidom, even Bemezid, is only Chayim Alav, and is only Chayim Malkus, and therefore it is only after his Chilik on the Sanhedrin Gedolah that he would be Chayim Misa's Bezdin. However, our question is still valid, El Hecha Da'ir B'Chayim Misa's Bezdin, Mekor Nam Baktalu, that even prior to being Chilik on the Sanhedrin Gedolah, he would already be Chayim Misa's Bezdin by going and performing an action based on his own Psak, in which he would be Chayim Misa's Bezdin. And the Gemara answers that there's a major Nafkamina, as Mekor Boy Yasra, V'Hashtalay Boy Yasra, as initially, if he actually went and he paskin, but he didn't yet go against the Sanhedrin Gedolah, then the only way that he would be Chayim Misa's Bezdin is only if he received the proper Asra. However, once he goes to Sanhedrin Gedolah and then he goes back to the city and he performs this Maisa, then even if he does so without Asra, he would still be considered a Zokin Mamre and he would be Chayim Misa's Bezdin for being a Zokin Mamre. However, the Gemara is still bothered that this works out by all Isurim, which is a requirement to have Asra in order to be Mechayiv so on Misa's Bezdin. However, Misa's Delay by Asra, Maik Lamema, Gabi and Misa's that is Chayim Misa even without Asra. So what would be the Nafkamina if this Dayan was a Mesis before going to Sanhedrin or after going to Sanhedrin, as even before he went to Sanhedrin, he'd be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara explains, Mekari Yomatayim Mekablinim Menei, however, Hashto Yomatayim Elei Mekablinim Menei, then initially prior to going to Sanhedrin Gedolah, if after he was a Mesis, he would go in front of Bezdin and give them a reason why he actually thought that it was Mutter to do so, so then we would say that potentially at most he was a Shoigeg, and he's not Chayim Misa's Bezdin. However, once he already went to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and they paskin that he's wrong, and that is not a valid Svara, then if he now goes back to his own city, and he actually does an Avera based on his original Svara, so even without Asra, he would be Chayim Misa's Bezdin, based on being a Zokin Mamre. And Ayin Rashi, Mesis Lebe Asra, Imhaya Mesis Umir Tamheta Volemar, Im Beloshna Zeh Asasa, Bekar Nami Mikto Ble Asra. And the Gemara answered, Yamataimel is Chusalatsule, Aval Hashi Amataimel Lema Kablinon, Shre Shomim Pi Bezdin, Shle Lassas Behimra, and he would be Chayim Misa for being a Zokin Mamre. And Ayin Tap Tesis on that Pechas on Bez, Mesis Lebe Asra, Michael Mema, Lava Libra Mea Parch, that Mesis Lema Chayiv, the Imbe Chorus, because the Mesis is never Chayiv Chorus, and as we saw, Mea Shita is the only way to become a Zokin Mamre is only on Dovish's Dine Chorus, Vishigas Echatas. And keep in mind, when the Gemara brought the scenario of the Ayurid Bechel of Adam, that scenario would also not work out, Lefira Mea, and we will stop over here.